Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, in for Steve Curwood. Growing fears of global warming and our dependence on foreign oil, as well as soaring gas prices, have accelerated interest in biofuels, petroleum substitutes made from plants. General Motors and Virgin Atlantic think the future of biofuels is bright. They've recently made major announcements involving plant-grown energy, but the European Union is taking a dim view of biofuels. To help sort the wheat from the chaff, we turn to Jim Lane, editor of the online daily Biofuels Digest and chairman of the American Biofuels Council. Welcome, Jim.
Hi, Bruce.
So when I say biofuels, exactly what am I talking about?
Biofuels are made from biomass, that is, plants. They can be made from waste material. They can be made from citrus peel. They can be made from wood chips, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't think you can turn into fuel. And through a chemical process, are transformed into something that you can put into your engine. And the good news there is because they use carbon when they're grown, they take the carbon out of the sky. So what we're putting into the sky when we burn a biofuel is just the carbon they took out in the first place. And that's a good cycle. So they're called carbon neutral, and that's why we like them.
You know, it was just a few years ago that biofuels looked like a perfect solution to our energy problems, but now there are people and organizations in the European Union who say, no way, we've got real concerns that this might devastate rainforests, lead to social upheaval and economic problems.
What the EU is saying is to think sustainable, not renewable. Not all renewable fuels are alike. Some of them are made, for instance, palm oil biodiesel can be made in Indonesia by deforesting large sections of primeval forest. And not only is that bad for biodiversity, but it's actually bad for the environment because it releases a ton of carbon when we take down the forest. So it sort of defeats the purpose. And what the EU is saying is, let's use renewable fuels, let's do the right thing, but let's do it in a sustainable manner. And so in that sense, they're not really turning against biofuels. They're actually leading us to a better biofuel.
Well, what could be a better biofuel then?
A second generation biofuel is made, instead of from a food stock, it's made from waste. And that can be turned into a fuel at a much lower cost than, let's say, converting soy or corn into ethanol. So it's good for the consumer on the cost frontier. It's better for the environment. And it certainly is using products that we don't have any use for right now. So that's it's really a win-win-win, if you will. And we're all for it. The problem is whether it's commercially viable, and that's something we're exploring right now.
Well, General Motors is exploring it right now. They've taken a stake in a company that says it can produce cellulosic ethanol from wood chips and municipal garbage for a buck a gallon.
This is a very exciting technology. It's one of several out there. Its primary attribute is that it's very low cost and it has a lower environmental impact. So it's a good sign that GM is getting serious about having a long-term environmental and fuel strategy and more power to them.
Well, Virgin Atlantic Airlines says it's going to fly an experimental plane in February fueled by biofuel, but they're being very secretive of exactly which fuel they're going to use.
Well, they're being a little bit secretive about the feedstock, and that's more marketing. It's not the only airline that's testing. Air New Zealand is also doing a test, but they're a lot more low-key about it. We know that they're going to be using biodiesel. We know it's a 20% blend. We know it's not going to be palm or anything that causes sustainability issues. It'll probably be something like canola oil, or it could be a more exotic feedstock such as Jatropha, which is grown in Africa and India and is a very exciting fuel, although it's early days for Jatropha. So there's a couple of different choices. It's not so much of a mystery. It's just something that Branson does to evoke our interest, which, of course, he has, and good for him.
Hmm. So it seems to me that these places that are rich in agricultural land and products could one day become, you know, basically the Saudi Arabias of the fuel future.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's something that a lot of African countries are looking at. They have tremendous growing capabilities. They have a lot of land available, and they have wonderful tropical characteristics. But also the Arabian countries are getting involved in biofuel development. The Emirate of Abu Dhabi has got a major program going on because they see this as the future, or certainly a big part of it. So every community in the world should be looking at what they can do to develop a meaningful biofuel strategy and not just become a consumer, but to become a sustainable producer and be part of the solution and also build jobs and build a stronger economy for themselves. And that's what's happening in India and Africa, and it's a great story for those places that have been economically challenged for so long.
Jim Lane is editor of the online daily Biofuels Digest and chairman of the American Biofuels Council. Well, Jim, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.